This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. food stamp program is one of the biggest in the social safety net. It provides benefits to more than 46 million people. It's also become a big target for people who think the federal government isn't doing enough to prevent fraud. NPR's Pam Fessler tells us about a hearing today on Capitol Hill where lawmakers complained about retailers who illegally deal in food stamp benefits.
Food stamp fraud. It is costing Americans millions in taxpayer money.
Even before the hearing began, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee had posted a slick video, almost like a movie trailer, on its website. It strung together recent news reports of stores illegally exchanging food stamp benefits for cash and liquor.
A U.S. House committee is now demanding answers.
Republicans have been talking about food stamp fraud a lot lately, citing it as one reason the program could stand some cuts. So it was no surprise that committee chairman Daryl Issa asked the Agriculture Department official in charge, Kevin Concannon, to respond to a recent investigation. Issa said that the Scripps Howard News Service had found numerous store owners accepting food stamp benefits after they'd supposedly been barred from the program.
These companies and these individuals behind these companies need to be punished on a consistent basis. If, in fact, they are suspended, it needs to be for a period of time with an understanding of whether or not they are ever going to be able to sell again.
Concannon admitted that some dishonest retailers have slipped through the cracks, but he said it's rare and that, in fact, overall food stamp fraud is down from about 4 cents on the dollar to 1 cent. He credited, in part, today's use of plastic benefit cards, which are more traceable than the paper stamps that recipients used to get.
In the era of paper coupons, it was much more widespread. The electronic benefit card has considerably brought that down. That and other work with states. And it is 1%, the last study we did.
Which he said is one of the lowest fraud rates in government. But still, 1% of a $70 billion program is a lot. And witnesses told the panel that those who cheat are increasingly creative. Phyllis Fong is the Agriculture Department's Inspector General.
Most recently, we've seen situations where there have been runners employed who will take cards from recipients and take them to many different retailers and swipe those cards to get benefits. And there'll be maybe a group of retailers who work together to do this.
Sometimes making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Concannon says the department is beefing up enforcement and that it's barred about 8,000 stores from the program. But he noted that the overwhelming majority are honest. Jerry Connolly of Virginia said, like other Democrats on the panel, he's concerned about fraud, but he questioned whether Republicans are trying to build a case for benefit cuts.
It's good that this committee is having this hearing to absolutely highlight there are still problems, but let's not overstate the problems and let's not lose sight of the mission, especially at budget time when some people might be thinking of a $100 billion cut in the program.
But Chairman Issa said that taxpayers still need to know that their money has been well spent. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.